Good morning, dear children. I, Sonia Sayam, welcome you all in our audio class. So, as we are learning physics with the assumption that you have gone through first and second module of this chapter, so here, without wasting much time, I would like to explain the application of photoelectric effect as a photoelectric cell. A photoelectric cell is a device which converts light energy into electrical energy. It works on the principle of photoelectric effect. It actually consists of a semi-cylindrical photosensitive metal plate C as emitter and a wire loop A as a collector, supported in an evacuated glass or quartz bulb. It is connected to the external circuit having a high tension battery and a microammeter mu A, as you can see clearly in the diagram which is given in the third slide of module 3 in the given presentation. Now, when light of suitable wavelength falls on the emitter C, photoelectrons are emitted. These photoelectrons are attracted towards collector A. A small photoelectric current produced in the circuit is recorded by microammeter, which is connected in the circuit. If the intensity of incident radiation is increased, the rate of photoelectric emission increases, causing an increase in the current. Thus, current is directly proportional to the intensity of incident radiation. So here, we understood the principle, construction and working of a photoelectric cell. So, now let's study the application of this photoelectric cells in our daily life. This photoelectric cells converts a change in intensity of radiation into a change in photoelectric current. This current can be used to operate different control systems and in light measuring devices as described here. Firstly, exposure meter. An exposure meter which is used in camera to determine the correct time of exposure for having a photograph. It consists of a photoelectric cell, a battery and a microammeter which are joined in series. When it is directed towards the object to be photographed, the light enters the photoelectric cell and set up a current in the circuit. The extent of the deflection of the pointer in the microammeter is directly proportional to the intensity of light. Generally, the microammeter is calibrated to give the exposure time directly. Now, I am sure after this you will have your great clicks. Now, the next application of this photoelectric cells in the entertaining terms, like in cinematography, sound reproduction from motion pictures. Light from a powerful lamp passes through the soundtrack at the edge of the film and falls on photosensitive surface of photoelectric cell. The photoelectric current varies according to the intensity of light transmitted by the recorded soundtrack. The varying current is amplified and fed to the loudspeaker. Now, the loudspeaker reproduces the sound recorded on the soundtrack. Next application as fire alarm. A number of cells are installed at different places in a building, whereas a fire breaks out it. In any part of the building, heat radiations fall on the cell situated nearby, generating a photoelectric current. This current closes a bell or a siren circuit which begins to operate. Now, a very tricky application of this photoelectric cell as automatic switching on and off the street lights. A photoelectric cell is inserted in the street light circuit. As long as the sunlight falls on it, the photoelectric current so generated keeps the circuit open. As no current flows through the circuit, the street light remains off. But as the day faded, the photoelectric current is cut off, due to which a special arrangement which is called relay operators, thereby switching on the street lights. Similarly, at sunrise, when the light falls upon the cell, the street light circuit breaks. Thus, the time of street lightning is automatically adjusted in summer and in winter. These photoelectric cells are also used in the television camera for telecasting scenes and also used in the phototelegraphy. These photocells are used to measure the temperature of stars and study their spectrum, which are also used in the photometry to compare the illuminating powers of two sources. It is used to locate minor flaws in the metallic shades, to determine the opacity of solids and liquids, to sort out the materials of different shades, to control the temperature of the chemical reactions, to determine the Planck's constant, and also it is used as counting machine, which you can visualize in our PowerPoint presentation. Let's see how this counting machine works. A beam of light falls on the photoelectric cell and the current so produced after amplification works a counting machine. Now, after explaining this many applications, I'm sure you can understood well how the automatic doors which are you are seeing at the malls are opening or closing as you are entering the malls, right? So here we have gone through some of the interesting applications of this photoelectric cells. Now, dear children, next point to be learned in this module is the study of particle nature of light. The photoelectric effect gave evidences to the strange fact that light in interaction with matter behaves as if it was made of quanta or packets of energy which are called as photon. Some of the properties of photons are given here. The first, photons are electrically neutral. Means they are neither deflected by electric field nor by magnetic fields. The rest mass of this photon is zero, as these photons are always traveling with the velocity of light c in space. The equation for energy of photon is E equal to h nu, and written as E equal to hc upon lambda. Also for momentum p equivalent to h upon lambda, which implies that energy and momentum depends only on frequency or wavelength. When photon collides with particle, then total energy and total momentum will remain conserved like any other normal collision. But number of photons may not be conserved in a collision. The photon may be absorbed or a new photon may be created. Using this concept of photon given by Planck's quantum theory, in 1924, Louis de Broglie suggested that if radiant energy has both the wave nature and particle nature, then particle, that is matter, must have wave associated with its motion. The wave associated with moving particle is called as matter waves. De Broglie proposed that the wavelength associated with a particle of mass m moving with speed v is given by lambda equals to h upon p, that is lambda equals to h upon mv, where h is Planck's constant and p is momentum. This equation explains that dual nature of matter. On left hand side, it has wavelength lambda of the wave, and on right hand side, the momentum p of particle, and Planck's constant relates them. He also used Planck's quantum theory and Einstein's mass energy relation to support his hypothesis. According to Planck, the energy carried by a photon is given as E equal to h nu. which is equal to hc upon lambda, where c is speed, nu is frequency, and lambda is wavelength of the light. According to Einstein's mass energy relation, E equal to mc square. Now from these two equations of energy, E equal to mc square, also E equal to hc by lambda, we can substitute these two values of energy, mc square equal to hc by lambda. Further, we get one equation for lambda as h upon mc. And therefore, lambda becomes equal to h upon p, where mc is momentum of the photon. Wavelength of moving macroscopic objects are very small, about 10 to the power minus 34 meter. That cannot be measured, and we do not feel their existence. However, wavelength of subatomic particles such as electron is significant and can be measured. Now, a wavelength of an electron by de Broglie hypothesis. According to de Broglie hypothesis, moving electron has associated with wavelength which is given by lambda equal to h by p, where we know that h is Planck's constant and p is momentum of the electron. If an electron of mass m is accelerated by a potential difference v, the work done on electron increases its kinetic energy. The kinetic energy of electron is given by E equal to electron volt, that is small e capital V. We also know that kinetic energy is equivalent to half mv square. Now using this known equation, kinetic energy equal to half mv square, we can multiply and divide this equation by mass so that we can have an equation as kinetic energy equal to half m square v square upon m. Therefore, kinetic energy equal to p square upon 2 upon 2 times of m. Therefore, we get one equation for momentum p equal to under root of 2 times of m into kinetic energy. This kinetic energy can be written in its form of electron volt, and thereby finally we get one equation for P equal to under root of 2MeV. Dear children, if you are getting confused with this explanation, so please first refer to the slide which is given in the presentation and then try to listen the audio carefully. You will obviously got connection what I am saying here. Right? Now, substituting the value of this momentum P in the equation of wavelength, we get wavelength lambda equals to h upon under root of 2MeV. After substituting the values of all the constants as h, m, e, we will get one equation as lambda equal to 12.27 upon under root of v into 10 to the power minus 10 meter. This relation gives the wavelength of electron accelerated by potential difference of volt v. After studying this de Broglie hypothesis deeply, we are here with certain conclusions. The first conclusion is de Broglie wavelength is inversely proportional to the velocity of the particle. If the particle moves faster, then the wavelength will be smaller and vice versa. If the particle is at rest, then the de Broglie wavelength is infinite and such a wave cannot be visualized. De Broglie wavelength is inversely proportional to the mass of the particle. The wavelength associated with a heavier particle is smaller than that with a lighter particle. We also conclude that de Broglie wavelength is independent of the charge of the particle. Matter waves like electromagnetic waves can travel in vacuum and hence they are not a mechanical waves. We also understood from this matter waves are not electromagnetic waves because they are not produced by accelerated charges. So, dear children, we have supposed to complete all the topics of this chapter, Dual Nature of Radiation and Matter, in this module 3. Here, we have started with application of photoelectric effect, then application of photoelectric cell in day-to-day life, which concludes with the application of very interesting terms. Even we understood the concept of photon as nature of particle and concluded de Broglie hypothesis with various points. So, that's all for this module today. Thank you so much for listening carefully and all the very best for your studies.